Welcome to Igas. I'm your host, Jamori Kennard. We are not in studio tonight. We are trying something new. I have a special guest that is here with me. Hey, guest, say something.
Something.
Something? Yo. Come on now. Let's talk. Tell them who you are.
Where hi, you come I'm hypnotic. From. Come from New York. Stay out of Florida now.
And?
Oh, and I'm Haitian.
Okay, that's a description for you, right?
Yep.
I don't know if y'all gonna get the full description, but we have her here from New York. What's the difference between New York and Florida?
The weather.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What else? What have you noticed?
Y'all can't drive.
Now, y'all heard that, right?
Floridians can't drive. I don't care what
y'all
nobody
heard
me.
This. Somebody that come from New York that walk, take taxi cabs.
And why drive?
Don't drive because all those potholes in the road is judging somebody from not only Florida, South Florida.
Listen, I don't know if I agree with that. Y'all know how to drive.
I don't know if I agree with that. What makes you think that?
Y'all actually raised this higher than New York.
Well?
Y'all know how to signal.
Well, maybe it's because we just don't get out our car and cuss people out like y'all from New York and, you know.
People from New York don't do that.
Flick people off. I see it all the time.
I throw pennies in water bottles.
You do what?
Pennies and water bottles.
I think that's a felony. That's a felony.
No, it's not.
It is a felony.
They don't know that. Ain't nobody gonna call the cops.
So y'all don't call the police in New York?
We don't say we don't call the police, but if we stuck in traffic, we try to go, we throw a penny over. They just gonna give you the middle finger and keep it pushing.
Well, down here, you gonna get your ass whooped. I'm gonna just tell you that. In South Florida, you definitely get your ass whooped. You throw anything in somebody's car, you might get shot.
Ah, boy. They'll be all right.
Why you say?
You got to find a car that tool that
we follow people here. I don't know what y'all flick people off and keep it moving. Going about y'all life like nothing happened. We follow people home here. I have no idea if you watch the news and what's going on. But, yeah, we follow people. We shoot people. We beat people up.
Listen, you just go ghost without knowing.
No, you don't just hit somebody's car with a penny, is it?
A penny or a water bottle. The water bottles be empty.
You think somebody gonna let you?
Oh, it happened.
In Florida?
No, I threw a penny at a car before. In Florida. Nothing happened.
And what happened?
On the I-95, nothing.
You hit an old lady, didn't you?
No.
You hit an old lady, didn't you?
It wasn't an old lady.
Had to be an old lady.
The first one was like, in their 40s. They ain't old, because these Floridians, in their 40s, they more hood than anything.
Oh, so you saying, what are you saying? Y'all don't have 40-year-old hood people in New York?
I didn't say that. Oh. But y'all niggas out here ratchet as hell.
Okay. At least you know that.
We're more proper. We don't have time. We have no patience for shit.
Y'all cuss people out, beat people up, and then go have a drink with them.
Not me.
New Yorkers.
New Yorkers do. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I see a bunch of girls do it and guys. Talk shit about the next guy. And still be right there in the same section with them. Not me. I don't have the patience for it. Because anything you do after that is just annoying.
Ain't that the truth. You damn sure don't have the patience for it.
I don't have the patience for it.
You know what, though? Since I met you, your patience is getting better.
Whew, it takes a lot. Because I have no patience. It's a 1, 2, 3, or you're out.
So, most people from New York don't have patience, is what I see.
You could say that. We have low tolerance.
Yeah, but
you don't see how fast, if you ever go to 42nd Street, to us, y'all walk slow out here. Nah, nigga, keep pushing so we could go. But we've got places and places to be. So, guess what? No. Y'all more calm when it comes to getting to the pace where y'all need to get. Us, we want a fast pace. Keep it pushing.
Yeah. I would say so with all those people walking the street. You have no time to stop. We could stop and look at trees and admire things, and y'all be like, hey, don't you see me? I'm behind you.
Yeah, across that damn street.
See, when do you get to stop and just admire the beauty of the world?
Oh, when we want to.
When?
When we're going
on the
out.
Ferry?
Mm-hmm. Or when we're going out.
Where y'all go out?
Yeah, it's when we go out. Go.
Where?
If you're going, if you ever been to 42nd or you ever been to Jersey.
Jersey is not New York.
Or Astoria.
Jersey is not New York.
Okay, so we're going to say, let's say you go to 42nd, you're in Astoria, you're in Williamsburg. Those are some nice ass areas. And we like viewing it. After that, no.
Y'all go to the diners after y'all get out of the club, huh?
Or IHOP, yep. Or we're going to get a chopped cheese at the deli.
What time do they close?
24/7.
So they don't get no break. So not only are y'all, not only do y'all cuss people out.
The deli be on rotation.
Y'all work y'all people all night. Yep. 24 hours a day.
The deli be on rotation. You wake up, go get a chopped cheese. If you eat eggs, you go get an egg sandwich. What's sleep? You got the brother running this part, the other one's sleeping.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
What you mean nothing's wrong with it? Nothing's wrong with one brother working and the other brother sleeping?
No. Does that mean you do your 6 hours, then I go back, you do your 6 hours?
So not only do y'all work y'all people like slaves, y'all living in your stores too?
No, some of the stores do too.
You say fact. One brother's sleeping, one brother working.
No, okay.
You do your 6 hours.
You know how New York is built house-wise, business-wise, differently from down south?
Mm-hmm.
So on the bottom will be the store. They'll come out. There's another door on the side where the apartments are. Some of them usually live up there from their business. All they have to do is go down the steps and go towards the other door.
What was the biggest shock moving from New York to the South?
The biggest shock?
Yeah.
Trying to get around.
Trying to get around.
Yeah. Us, it's easier for us to do local and be fine.
A walk. We'll,
yeah. Out here, everything is a highway.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, you don't have to take the highway. You can walk here, too.
Hell no, not if you're coming from a certain distance. Everything is seen far. Everything is seen far. Even the gas stations.
People down here used to walk. Like 8 miles to go to school in the morning.
Even our gas station is not 24/7.
Which one?
Our gas station?
Don't just act like we just some poo putts down here now.
I didn't say that.
Because we got 24-hour gas stations.
Yeah, but in New York, I mean, to see every block gas station is open regardless. That gas pump and someone inside there is open.
May I say something? I'm going to say something on the behalf of all my South Floridians and Florida people. Our gas stations be open. We just put signs in the window that say closed or back in 15 minutes or bathroom break. The store is supposed to be open.
Listen,
it's not supposed to be closed.
I love that I moved out here, but at the same time, it just made my patience lower that I'm working on.
So what about Florida made your patience lower than being in New York with the people who had the same mind frame you have?
No, the only difference in New York for me, I couldn't stand the cold.
A New Yorker who can't stand the cold.
Yes.
First time I ever heard of that.
I can't stand the cold.
Actually, I know another New Yorker that can't stand the cold.
I can't even take the cold out here. What makes you think I could take it in New York?
You being in New York. That's what leads me to believe you can take this little cold we get. Y'all get snowstorms, blizzards.
But you see, when I get cold, my body shivers. You see the goosebumps. And that's just off the wind blowing. So, it's a different. And the people's kind of different.
You get cold at 80 degrees.
Leave me alone.
You get cold at 80 degrees. degrees. That's hot for us.
No.
And you still cold.
That's cold.
Shivering. Chicken skin and all that. Yo, you get cold at 80 degrees.
Yes, it's cold.
80 degrees yes, makes me sweat.
Nah, that's the time for me to have some Tims on.
No, we not wearing. You don't wear. We don't. No. In New York, you mean?
No, out here. 80 degrees in New York is burning hot. That's the difference. Yeah, 80 and our 80 is two different 80s.
But what's the difference between your 80 and our 80?
The humidity.
Oh, it get hot.
67 degrees to get hot. You can literally throw a whole barbecue outside.
67 degrees is cold to you?
Where?
Anywhere.
In New York, 7 degrees. I still have a sweater on. When it hits 70, 75, 80, and then it gets burning hot where you're walking around, you sweating. You feel like you could take a shower, you walk right back out, and you wet.
67 degrees here is, we consider that pretty fair weather.
No, it's considered as freezing.
I love that. I love 67 degree weather. I love 65, 64.
You might as well go camping.
I've been camping before. I don't know what you mean by that.
You need to go do it at 30, 40 degree weather.
Who going to camp in 34 degree weather?
A lot of people do it.
Who? The Eskimos? Those would be the only people that I could see.
So how would y'all be able to live in Canada? Canada's colder than everywhere.
Hell, we live without clothes and all of that before, so we'll find a way.
What happened? Not in Canada.
What you mean, not in Canada?
You'll be dealing with -3, -5, -10. Because I see New York hit -18. And that's days where my mother was not sending me to school.
What school did you go to?
I went to PS35. I went to PS38. I went to 231. ISO 31. I went to Andrew Jackson. I went to Bethel. And I went to Walking Love Christian Academy.
What the hell you went to all these different schools for? What's funny? What's the story? How did you get to go? You just named off 40 schools to me.
High school, got into altercation.
What kind of altercation?
I don't have patience. Well, I had patience. First of all, okay. With that story, I had patience. It was just girls always having an issue with me when it comes to men. Like, the person was really a family friend. Never had anything. I was 14. Never had anything going on with a guy or anything. She claims she don't understand why her man is always by me at lunchtime. Girl, you in a whole different academy. Why are you leaving your classroom to come check on a whole nother fella that's not even in your...
It's her man. It was her man.
It was her man.
So, okay, why she can't come check on her man?
She has class.
So what?
Also, you go to skip class and check on a boy. So a boy is way more important than your education.
At that time, I guess it was. Shit.
She was doing a whole lot of talking.
She wanted to make sure her man's straight. You wouldn't check on your man?
Yeah, but that wasn't my man. And you know, the whole family knows him. You know how you grow up with somebody?
Yeah.
And a whole family knows that person?
And when you grow up, they look at you like me.
You learned it. So,
Yeah, I ain't learning. Age, I know.
At that age, it was nothing like that, though.
But what was it?
No, we were really just family friends. Like, his mother used to babysit me. My mom used to babysit him. Him and his sisters and everything. So, it was like the whole family know each other. So, she comes outside acting like she's big, bad, and tough. And I didn't want to show out in that.
Y'all school. Never kissed, no nothing?
No nothing. To this day.
To this day, y'all.
Nothing.
Now, I need for y'all to chime in and give me feedback. Do you believe that?
Nothing. I was 14 years old. Back in the days, the 14 years old nowadays, and back in the days, is not the same 14-year-old.
That's true.
So, you're going to tell me my brothers used to go to that same high school. Yeah. They all got expelled.
Uh-huh.
You think I want to fight there? No. So, the girl wanted, my brothers always taught me, because I guess they got older and some of them got wiser. If someone doesn't physically hit you, just let them talk. Because they knew I had my temper from home was just that. I let her
Oh, you had a temper as a little girl.
They used to tell me just let them talk.
I'm asking you. You had a temper since a little girl.
I had no patience.
I asked you, did you temper since you was a little girl?
Yes, my kids made me calm down.
Well, that wasn't that long ago.
What, 10 years ago?
How old is your oldest daughter?
9, about to be 9. Okay. And plus I did a year pregnancy, that calmed me down.
Okay.
So, the girl was just talking, I didn't care. I'm trying to move away, then she smushed her hands in my face.
Right.
What you expected me to do after she do that? When you growing up...
Well, what'd you do? Just tell me what you did.
She still has a fractured nose to this day.
You mean a nose can stay fractured that long?
She gotta get surgery on it. She has surgery and everything.
Well, she got a new nose.
You still see it's not formed the way it's supposed to.
So you done created and committed another felony.
You know what? I'm not talking no more. Because that story got swift under the rug.
Oh, yeah. Because
of connections.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to leave it at that.
You tied into the mafia.
Huh? Like I said.
Are you talking about stuff getting swept under the rug and... throwing pennies and all this. Are you with the mafia?
I'm just highly blessed. That's what it is.
Yeah, we know you highly blessed. You wouldn't be here, but I'm asking, are you with the mafia?
I'm with the Lord, the Savior, the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Spirit.
Dang. So no mafia.
Nope, I'm not with
Are you with the cartel?
You never know.
Okay, so we don't know if she's with the mafia or the cartel, but we know she with somebody because things keep getting swept under the rug.
Yeah.
Usually when somebody says something gets swept under the rug, you know... they got some kind of ties with some kind of organization or...
Listen, all right? It got swept under the rug, and I'm going to keep it like
that. Okay, so that was one school. The other 40 schools?
The first school, PS35, was elementary.
PS35. That sound like the future PlayStation, right?
I'm done.
PS35.
Stand for public
school. Well, we 35. At PS5 right now. I wonder what year we going to reach PS35.
You probably might even be alive for that one.
Hold up, man. I'm not that old, so don't...
I didn't say that.
Don't be jonesing on me.
But count 30 years, 30 more games.
Yeah, I plan on being here.
What, 150 years old?
150?
That's what 35 gonna come out.
35? No.
The 35, new PlayStations don't come out every year.
I'm aware of that.
Okay.
I'm aware.
So they don't come out until PS6, until 2028. That's still years.
I'm still a young man.
I know, but I'm just saying that's only PS6.
Yeah.
That means now instead of having 30 more years, you got 29 more.
They might do them just like they do y'all iPhones. Just drop them like 2 every year. 2 PSs in 1 year.
I haven't seen that yet. So
People gonna die. You ever been to the grocery store to see these people fight over these games and TV?
No.
That happened in New York? Friday, that don't happen in New York?
Yeah. Oh, people get shot. They run, take their bags.
How they get? So y'all just like committing and creating felonies in New York, huh? You're not supposed to carry, right?
No, it's illegal. But
still people getting shot.
Yeah, every day.
And y'all talk about South Florida like we just,
Nah, y'all be shooting the wrong people. Look. Somebody
skip you in line and you can shoot them because they skipped you in line. That's considered the right person.
Nah. Oh. A lot of these upcoming youngins don't know how to aim. And they don't know there's a time and place for everything. Back in the day, they'll get you, but they know when to get you. Nowadays, they don't care if it's broad daylight, kids party, whatever. They automatically
You think they should care?
Yeah. Your beef has nothing to do with kids or anybody else around. Aim at your target.
I agree. Walk up on him and blow his head off.
Better than shooting the wrong child.
See, I knew you was in the mafia. You giving out mafia rules right now. What mafia are you with?
Yeah, I'm with nobody.
Joe Vaselli? Big Jimmy?
Look at you. Y'all don't even know how to act.
You know Big Jimmy?
I had a state of an emergency in Miami.
So we actually doing a broadcast and she's actually in her phone. Looking up things. Isn't this so rude? I never had a guest this rude. I'm telling y'all, this is mafia behavior. This is mafia behavior right now. Y'all experience mafia behavior right now.
So not true.
Let's talk about these other schools. Now, I think we down to what, 38? You got 38 38
was when my mom moved to Long Island.
I ain't asked you that.
That I'm talking about that's when I went to 38. It was another elementary school.
Oh, what? So you went to PS 35
and PS 38.
I've never heard of this in my life. Yeah. What do y'all got? A PS in every borough? That's what y'all. That's why they say. Hey, I'm just acting like I'm from New York right now. The boroughs, I hear about it in music and songs and stuff. So I'm assuming it's a PS in every borough.
Yes, there is from Manhattan, it is. Bronx, Staten Island, Queens. In Long Island.
Long Island.
So we moved, then I went to PS 38. So junior high school was 231.
Well, how you get out of PS 38?
Because it was only for sixth grade. It was across the street from my house.
Okay, so we didn't have any incidents there.
No.
You didn't have to whack anybody.
No, I was a good girl.
How old were you?
Sixth grade, so 11, 12, around there. Uh-huh. No, because I went to around there. 11.
All right. So how many schools did you get kicked out of to be clear?
Just two.
Oh, just two. That's not bad. Y'all hear that, right?
The second one, I didn't get kicked out. I just told them I'm not coming anymore. Because I wasn't tolerating their shit.
So you quit.
I quit. I won't die.
So you quit. You quit school.
Yeah. I walked out. I said, I'm not dealing with your private school no more.
So you walking out of school and just quitting right then and there.
Just like a job. Nah, I did a good amount of time.
She quit, y'all. How old were you when you quit?
Ninth grade, yeah.
Oh, shoot. You quit early, huh? You just said, the hell with this class. The hell with this school.
How the teachers in the school? I walk right out on them and hopped in a $2 cab and did.
See that? That's the difference between the South and New York. Y'all can find $2 cabs. I wish a cab won't even pick you up for $2.
Out there, they got the $2 vans and cabs. So the $2 cab will literally even take you 20-minute drive.
What is it, $2 a minute?
No, $2 for the whole ride.
Get the, what?
It runs from Shadyville. Going all the way towards Jamaica Avenue or Suffern Boulevard. Total minute driving, 20 minutes. 30 minutes, depending on traffic. And you for $2. And whenever you want to stop, you tell them where to stop at, and they pick up another passenger.
Yo. Here, they not even looking at you. You got $2. They like, no, my friend, I cannot do it.
No, because some of them is really like that. Like, they're licensed for it. And they could take you from here, going all the way to Jupiter for $2. If it's on the same route that they're taking from the beginning of where they start to the end.
$2, y'all. I think we need to have a petition in South Florida for some $2 cabs.
Or they do $2.
See, that's how the cabs down here became non-existent, because we don't have that luxury of having a $2 cab.
And I feel like they would have bought that out here. You know how much money that these Uber drivers would have been.
Not much. $2 a ride. You seen our gas prices here? You seen our gas prices here? Man, you better charge 10. Gas is $4, almost $5 a gallon.
No, gas is $5 for me.
In New York?
Here. I have to do premium now.
Oh, that's even worse.
Exactly.
That's even worse. So let's talk about these killings that you did. These felonies you committed in New York.
I didn't commit nothing. Oh.
You pleading the fifth now.
Nope. I didn't state nothing. I was just giving suggestions of what I see.
Let me ask you this.
I ain't incriminated by...
Oh, the truth comes out.
What happened?
Where did you work? What was your first job in New York?
I was a secretary.
That was your first job?
Yep.
At how old?
17. And then it was bartender.
They let you be a secretary mm-hmm. at 17?
Mm-hmm. I was done with high school.
After you quit school?
No. I still went to school.
After you quit school?
Hold on. I said ninth grade. Yeah, you asked me for 10th, 11th, or 12th grade.
Oh, you were a model citizen?
I went to the school.
I asked for you a model citizen.
Walking Love Christian Academy. Because
it seems like it wouldn't get better. It would get worse.
If you quit at 9,
you quit at 9, I would think 10, 11, and 12.
What? I graduated with the highest GPA still.
You are smart.
So I just have an anger and tolerance issue.
And what are you doing to work on those things? You ever been to a therapist?
Therapists need help they damn selves.
Have you ever been to a therapist? A psychiatrist? You don't think you need to visit one?
Yeah. Hold on.
I'm asking.
These therapists need somebody to talk to themselves when you talk about.
So you don't think a therapist can help you?
Yeah. If you can't help yourself in the same situation, don't come try to help me.
You know, therapists, they have the most information.
Listen, and you know they don't want to be having problems that can't deal with their own problems? I learned that from a friend.
Do you think therapists gossip amongst each other?
Yes, they do. They go to dinner with their homegirls and be like, they go to dinner with their homegirls, like, girl, I have one of these patients today. This patient, tell me about her boyfriend, like, I don't got my own boyfriend issue. Girl, ain't none of them good. So you going to stick with that one or find one you can stick with? I seen them gossip. Not happening to me.
Oh, so you have been to the therapist?
No, when I say I know someone that is a therapist.
Oh, you say you seen them? You seen them.
I seen the gossip.
But did they gossip with you about their patient?
No, they can't gossip with me because I don't care. I'll look at them and be like, girl, I got my own problem. But if we had a bar sitting down, I overhear the conversations because they'd be amongst more.
They just been there telling their people clients' business.
Yeah,
huh?
Just no names.
Mr. Black. Gen like, X. They use code names.
You know, they just be like, I had an elderly guy. I had this young girl come in, and it was another young girl. Listen. And then she tried to compare a shorty story to us to be like, you see, I know I wasn't going crazy. Like, I heard it all.
And you just be listening.
Yep. And be like, y'all expect me to talk to y'all. Hell no.
What's wrong with talking?
It's okay. I'll pray. That person, Almighty would not go around and tell people my business.
Yeah, you got to keep your business private. I got a feeling those therapists and psychiatrists, I got a feeling they be blabbing.
You know how they say people pillow talk?
You know y'all have a lot of them in New York now.
What?
Therapists.
Yeah.
I want to know why you never been.
Because you can't help me.
Who can't help you?
The therapist cannot help me. You don't see majority of therapists be killing themselves? Go look.
No, I've not seen that.
Oh, you don't watch the New York news?
No, I don't. I'm not in New York. Okay. I don't live in New York.
Okay.
That's why I'm asking a New Yorker about these New York problems.
Listen.
I will not claim to know and I won't act like I know.
The problem is the mayor. Get that person out
of
here.
Who, the one who say swag? I need some swagger. Y'all got a new mayor.
No, we need a whole new mayor. And they knew what they were doing when they tried to take Cuomo off.
Y'all don't like him?
Everybody want Cuomo back.
Well, he cool.
Yes, we could deal with him.
He the mayor with swagger? Is he the mayor of the people?
Yes. You know how some black people be like, they have no president after Obama?
Is he the people's choice?
Yes.
Cuomo?
Yes.
What about his brother?
They like the reaction with him and his brother.
I find it entertaining and amusing.
It is. It gets your mind off stuff, especially when they be just chatting about this world that's already crazy as it is. I like seeing brothers actually go back to back and not have real issues after.
You think they don't fight at Thanksgiving dinner?
They go back and forth, of course.
They mommy have to tell them to settle down.
I believe it. May nobody want that new mayor, just to let y'all know.
Somebody wanted him. Y'all elected him.
He was the next person to run up.
What's that mean? After, you still have to get elected, correct?
No, this was from pre-election. They do election for mayors. So once you put someone as a backup, if that mayor has to come off, that's it.
Oh, so he was already, he's like the vice president.
Mm-hmm. He just didn't have enough say-so into things. But now that he does, he's going to drag it.
He want to talk about swagger.
Mm-hmm. Well, he got no swag. And talk about drill music. How drill music needs to be banned from New York.
And what do you feel about that?
No.
Why not?
Listen, this drill music was been made from back in the day.
Yeah, but
it was been made. Y'all just didn't take it into that much of importance because of the way this generation was.
Now, how you going to talk about a generation that you weren't even in?
Because I have older brothers, siblings, cousins.
What? Why do they want the drill music banned in New York?
Because it says it's only drill music that makes people kill people.
You agree?
Nope. People kill people just because they want to. This thing's been happening before.
Well, we know
music.
That. You've been talking about what you did. Talking about your issues.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Yeah.
So like
I'm
I
actually,
stated,
I'm getting a little nervous in this. I'm getting a little nervous in this broadcast right here.
End up missing with tomorrow.
What you say? Would you repeat yourself for the listeners? Repeat yourself for the listeners, please.
No, sir.
Well, don't be ashamed.
Oh, I'm not ashamed.
Or what did you say? You want to...
You're not gonna...
It sounded like... I don't want to say what it
I didn't
sounded
say,
like.
I didn't say nothing. I don't know what you're
talking
like
you said,
about.
I'll knock your head off.
I did not say that.
Oh, you so. Didn't say that?
No.
They say you people from New York. Charlemagne the guy. You know who Charlemagne is?
Yes, we know who he is. The one that be wearing mascara.
Charlemagne, I didn't say that. I don't believe you wear mascara, brother. I do not believe that. I won't believe it. I think he wears a facial cream.
That man wears his.
He goes listen, to the dermatologist.
Us females know when somebody's wearing mascara. Charlamagne be having me laughing in the morning, especially on the Breakfast Club. But he wears mascara. I don't know why I try to hide it.
Y'all see how she just got away from whacking people, right? She got away from. She don't want to tell us how they whack people in New York.
Listen.
What about growing up in New York? Did you know about the mafia?
Sir, that's a question. Yes, I did.
Damn. Anything else damn, you said mafia? That like you didn't want to get. You didn't want to get too deep into that.
I would not get into deep.
Are they still? They still hunt you or something?
Excuse me, sir.
Are they still haunting you?
I decline to answer.
See, that's how y'all know when somebody is affiliated and connected with these.
So natural.
They don't want to talk nothing about it.
I just don't do mafia, so I'm a child of God.
Well, we know. You say you got the Holy Ghost, Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit. You got four of them. Most people have three. You got four. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
So, yes, sir.
And what, in the city, where'd you live the longest in New York?
Rosedale.
Where?
Rosedale.
I've never been there.
It's near Long Island.
Long Island. What's so special about Long Island?
Houses are bigger, more property space.
Well, that's where the wealthy go.
But there is parts in Queens that have big properties.
I've been to Queens.
If you go near Jamaica Estates and stuff like that.
I've been there.
Yeah.
A lot of good people come from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like me.
Like, you're a good person?
I'm a great person.
Who told you that?
It's the Lord that created me.
Would you agree with some people who don't feel you're a great person?
That's their opinion.
I'm asking.
Yeah, people could agree to it, but they got to give a valid reason.
Have you given people a valid reason?
A valid reason what?
To think you're not a good person?
Nope, I have not.
Oh, okay. They just took it the wrong way.
Yes, very misunderstanding.
So
and
what's...
A lot of Floridians don't understand how New Yorkers talk.
Well, I done told you about that. I done told you about that 3 or 4 times. You can't talk. You damn right. You can't talk like that down here.
And that's why my ass sticks to myself. Because y'all take it too personal. Like, shit, what's up your ass?
Well, you just can't. You just can't tell somebody you're ugly as fuck and think that they just going to be like, okay, thanks, and walk off.
At least if I feel like you're wearing something ugly, at least I'm not going to be one of your friends that's going to lie to me like, yeah, girl, you look good in that. Knowing damn well, like, yo, she look like the crackhead of the block. Like, come on. I can't do it. Like, yo, honestly speaking, I don't like what you're wearing. I feel like you're going to change it or do this to it for you to look more proper. What's so hard? You're going to sit here and lie to her, have her go amongst other people and look extra stupid.
So what if they really like what they have on, but you don't? You won't. You
my
don't,
whole thing is that
you don't want to let them be happy for a moment.
No, if they like what they're wearing, understandable. But if they don't look good, meaning it's not up to par, or they have a certain body shape, like not everything is supposed to be worn for everybody. Even when it comes to me, certain clothes I wouldn't wear.
Like what? Because I've seen you wear. I've seen you
it
wear some pretty.
Figure. I got. That's why I got to try.
I've seen you wear some pretty exotic outfits.
Yeah, but it's certain exotic outfits I wouldn't wear.
Okay.
There's exotic outfits, but there's tears to it.
Explain that.
There's different levels of it.
Explain.
Like a certain crop top and shorts, I wouldn't be able to wear because I got stretch marks in my stomach.
You do?
Yeah. So I wouldn't be able, I don't feel comfortable with having a little pouch and having stretch marks. That's why I'm always wearing a dress. Or I wear a high waist pants that at least covers up to my belly button.
Are you ashamed of the stretch marks, sister?
No, I'm not ashamed of my stretch marks. Those are for my kids. I just don't like how it looks just to me. Other people might look at it and be like, girl, your stomach ain't nothing. You don't see how worse mine look? So it all depends on the person. So no, not happening.
So why... I wish everybody felt like that.
I'm just more proper with that. I'm not going to be out here. I know when you looking a fool and you think you're going to be outside with me.
What are you trying to say here?
I'm just stating. If I don't want my friend being talked about knowing she's coming out with me, and it's not her liking a dress, it's how the dress looks. That's like she wearing a green shirt, blue pants with pink heels.
Okay.
With an orange bag. You're really going to sit here and let her go outside like that. It's not like it's Pride weekend or anything. So,
yeah.
Why are you even walking outside like that? Yeah. No. Girl, we're going to get it together. You're going to switch this. Get a bag that got both at least 2 colors in it. You can rock it with the bag. Cool.
Have you had to do that with some friends before?
Yeah. And they one took it. She didn't take it offensive. But she understood where I was coming from. Because she's not used to, if she really don't look proper or something, for someone to ever tell her she don't look good at it.
What made you think it was your job to tell her?
That's me being an honest friend.
Do you think you could be too honest at times?
Yes. And I think that's the problem. Especially me being down south. I'm too blunt.
Yeah, keep your comments to yourself.
I'm learning. I'm going to let people look like a fool.
It's a lot of fools in the world, isn't it?
Listen, they just gonna keep joining the pile. They just lucky they're not registered.
A lot of fools in the world. Charlemagne, back to my thing about Charlemagne. Charlemagne said the craziest people in the world come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, y'all crazy.
But we not throwing pennies at people's cars.
Nah, y'all crazy. Y'all worse.
But we're not throwing pennies.
Yeah, shoot people just for a dollar. Goodbye.
You ever seen somebody get shot over $1?
Mm-hmm.
A single dollar. Oh, $2. Wow. Upgrade. Upgrade.
I think I can find it for you
because
it was on the news.
Oh, listen, you already doing a podcast and you got your phone out and it's beeping and vibrating.
It wasn't beeping and vibrating. I was trying to tell you about y'all's state of emergency.
We always in a state of emergency. We got a 2 o'clock curfew.
No, they changed the curfew time from Thursday to and Monday now.
What time do they have to be in the house?
Due to the fact that 2 separate street curfew will be at 12 a.m. You cannot be
see what y'all done did to Miami?
You cannot be in Miami past 12 a.m.
See what y'all did to Miami?
But it's the same thing. You know how they say, like, people from Florida will say, oh, it's not us Floridians that's out on Miami Beach doing that shit, because we don't even celebrate spring break in Miami. They don't even go to them type of shit like that. This is always the outsiders that ends up
coming here,
doing all the extra stuff, and they make it seem like it's people from Miami that's doing it. That's like saying us from New York. 42nd Street is nothing to us. The Statue of Liberty, the fuck I look like, why go and watch a Statue of Liberty? Like, we don't even go, New Yorkers don't even go see the ball drop. It's always an outsider.
Yeah, that's on my bucket list. I've been to New York, but I never been to New York to watch the ball drop.
Us New Yorkers don't go watch that. We don't got time.
Yeah, you done seen it too many times, huh?
No, we watch it on TV, deuces.
What y'all do?
I go to church and then go work after.
What do you do at church?
Pray, I actually pray.
You bring in a New Year prayer?
Yes.
Did you do it this year?
No, I did not.
Why?
Some stuff on the church I'm comfortable with.
So you gotta wait till you find a church you're comfortable with to pray on New Year's. You
know, I prayed when I was at work.
What? I bet you prayed for a different reason for that.
I prayed when I was at work.
Your job seems to stress you. That's why you was praying, weren't you? I know.
I said, so the Lord, this year I can't be the same as I was last year.
You were worse last year? You were worse last year?
Meaning my tolerance level.
I'm asking you a real question.
Yeah,
were you worse last year?
My tolerance, yes. My tolerance was one strike, that's it.
So now when you just curse it and yell at people, you was actually slapping people last year? Because that's the next step I'm trying to figure out.
No, I'm keying your car, giving you a flat tire, and all this stuff.
Mafia. I don't know what kind of mafia you with, but you with a mafia.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because you're doing all these things and you never get caught and things get swept under the rug.
Put a sugar in your gas tank.
That's a woman thing. Keying cars.
Mixed with food oil.
Keying cars and putting sugar in gas tanks is definitely a woman thing. Why do y'all do that? I want to know. But wait, don't answer me now. We're going to take a break, pay some bills. And we'll be back. Man, you keep that in your mind because I want to know what goes through y'all women mind when y'all keying cars and putting sugar in tanks as if y'all don't already have enough problems going on. We'll be back after this break. Welcome back to It Gas. Still here with your host, Jamori Kennard. Like I said, we are not in traditional studio. We are trying something new tonight. Give me your feedback on this episode. I need to know how it sounds, how it feels, because we are not in studio tonight. We are trying this from a different location. That location I will not give you. I need you showing up here. Anyway, we were about to get into what is going through women's mind when they have the bright idea to go and key or put sugar in someone's gas tank. Now, Ms. Hypnotic, please welcome back to the show. I need to hear what you have to say about this topic, because for men, this is not normal.
First off,
we mean break a window or something.
I'm gonna go off of what I hear other females say.
Oh no, I believe you got it in you.
Think...
You said you've done this.
Listen, sir, I don't know what you're talking about.
And you said you've done this just as recently as last year.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, well, go ahead.
But
what have you heard other females say?
Men love
wink,
their cars.
Wink, wink.
You know, men love their cars.
Uh-huh.
They cars is they baby to them.
Okay.
So why not fuck up something I know you love? That's materialistic.
Why would you want to do that?
Oh, not it's gonna make you pay attention because it damn sure it does get that. Attention
okay, so on. So you telling me women do this to make people pay attention?
Some, yeah.
Well, why do you do it? Why have you done it?
I haven't done anything, sir.
Why but have you done it?
It's either because they hurt. You're ungrateful.
Oh, shit. Ungrateful? And by the way, this is just what you heard other females say, right? this is just what you heard other females say.
I know a lot
say.
Of females that tend to buy their men a car or co-sign a car for their man. And their man is just sitting there having the next female drive that car.
So you don't think that it's okay to just move on and let that person...
No, if let's say I paid for the car, no.
Now, when you say paid for the car, are you talking about paid the down payment for the car?
No, paid for a whole car. A car I go out, buy you cash as a gift. And you sit here and still try to disrespect.
You mean to tell me if somebody with you, they could get a car?
If, in my opinion...
No, I ain't talking about your opinion. I'm talking about if somebody get with you, they could get a car out of
with me? No. You got to be my husband. You gotta be my damn husband.
I'm just trying to see. Now, I know some people are gonna line up in line to be with you. They can get a car out of the deal.
Not happening. I need that ring on my finger.
You're like, bro, yeah, boy. Hey, all you gotta do is get with her for a few months. You got your car, boy.
Not happening. I ain't moving sure? the fool no more.
No more? Oh. So this has happened in the past.
I don't know what you're talking about.
A couple
about.
Of guys got some cars out of you?
No.
Oh, okay.
But not happening.
You said no more. No more means before something else different happened.
Listen. Like I stated, right?
What'd you state? What are you stating?
We must do it because of her.
Yeah.
Guys being ungrateful. They want ungrateful. Attention.
Ungrateful.
They want attention. And you just not, it's the heat of the moment sometimes. Like you think you're going to play me, you think you're going to disrespect me? All right, cool. Money's gonna come out your pocket to freaking fix the car. And that'll have you to actually have a conversation with me. But sometimes not even on a conversation. Some
if you keep my car, I don't want to have a conversation with you.
Some niggas will still have a conversation. Trust me.
Yeah. Well, try my car and see if I have a conversation with you. At that point, I think we're pretty much done.
Oh, gosh. I have a whole
conversation. If somebody keyed your car...
You not. You better put your will together.
Oh, you kidding? Here we go, y'all. We back to whacking people. We are back to whacking people. I swear to God, I think she's in the mafia.
Nope. That'll be the day. You know how they say that stupid code? I'll look at that and be like, yo, remember, I'm not from the streets, so guess what? I'm going to make sure that ass is in jail, and I'm suing you. You're gonna get my car fixed.
Are you a sewer?
Yeah, I'm a sue your ass.
What are you doing?
My knee.
Oh, you're scratching your knee?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just making sure. I didn't know. I didn't know what was going on, huh? I didn't know what was going on over there.
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah, I can't.
I didn't know what was going on over there. I'm glad you gave me clarification.
Nah, but seriously, men don't understand. Sometimes y'all cause females to react the way they react. Not saying it's always right how they react or how they go about it. But if a female is sitting there a couple of times telling you she don't like this, she don't like that, and you're not paying attention to it.
Wait a minute, you got
to
punch my head? Just show me your prove your point? I like my head. My head was not designed to be poked for demonstration.
And you're not doing what
you pointed it with your pointing finger, too. That was pretty hard here.
If you're not doing what you're supposed to do, and you're not being attentive to your lady's feelings, you can't get mad if she stopped cooking.
Stop cooking. Go ahead.
Stop doing your laundry.
Go ahead.
Shit, I barely be home if it's for that. Got you wondering where I'm
okay,
at.
You done said two out of the three most important things for a man. You left one off. I'm going to let that slide.
You definitely ain't getting sex with me.
I'm not talking about getting sex with you. I'm talking about, you said you not cooking, you not doing laundry, and I would assume.
Not cleaning the house either.
So you going to live in a filthy house just
because? No, I'm going to make sure my side is clean.
Your side?
Me and my kids. And if he ends up having kids, me, him, and our kids. After that, anything that pertains with your laundry, your food. I will cook food in the house and make sure you don't get none.
Y'all see why I say anything that bleeds once a month is crazy, right?
No. The kids going to be eating.
So everybody going to eat. Gonna get, and they going to sit there. What you think that man going to do?
That's his business. You should have been listening to him before. Then you wouldn't have gotten this out of me.
If he doesn't listen.
Meaning, if your wife is not happy or your girlfriend's not happy, you know everything else is down.
Well, you understand everybody not going to be happy all the time, right?
Yeah, but there's a certain happiness. Like, if it comes to her feeling something that's not making her comfortable, or she feels like, you know, you're not there like that.
So what if it's, in her head, though?
Bye. I always think something's in
her head. I'm asking. I'm not telling you.
Nope, it's not in her head.
Well, how you're not every woman. You Whitney Houston now. You every woman.
Y'all men is so nonchalant to female feelings.
Y'all want people to read y'all mind.
No, we're sitting here telling you, like, babe, I don't like this. I'm letting a month go by. You're still doing the same shit that I told you that's not making me comfortable. Okay, so now I'm going to go. I'm going to handle it a different way. I know you like having your breakfast in the morning, nigga. Wake up and make your own damn breakfast.
I mean, a brother can't go from eggs and steak to an oatmeal or something. You just got to drop all the way off the mat with nothing.
Cold turkey. That's how I feel like I would.
Drink some water and go to work, right? Pass out. So when he out on the job and passing out, he on the job passing out and can't provide for you no more.
Oh, honey, I'm a grinder, so I can always provide for myself also.
But what about him?
I'm not saying he's not providing, but you can't have
a... Well, hell, if he can't get no breakfast in the morning, he go to work passing out every day.
But you need to understand. If you was doing what makes your female happy, you wouldn't have to worry about that. You're going to sit here and tell me, for example, just hypothetically speaking, I'm cooking, cleaning, making sure all kids are good. House is clean. Bringing new ideas on to how to get money in the house. I'm still working. I'm doing all this. And you're going to tell me, I'm telling you, babe, I feel like we need to have more couple nights or date nights, whatever. And you go 2-3 months and still not caring. You think I'm supposed to care about anything?
Well, now I'll tell you what. A man can't have too many date nights trying to provide $700 wigs for y'all.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, how many dates you think you're going to go on getting $600 and $700 wigs?
But that's not every female, though.
Okay. We're not talking about every female.
So that says not the female that cares about $700 wigs. Then what?
I just want to know how those men going to sustain taking them women on dates, paying $700 for wigs.
Bro, that's not the scenario, though. That's not the case.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
If that's not the case, then what?
I want to know how many of you fellas would spend $600 or $700 on your girlfriend, whatever she is to you, head. Just to be taken out a day and a half later to get a new color.
No. Not every female like that. Some females out there wigs last.
And y'all be talking about them too. Look at that girl with it. Oh, look at that lace. Oh my God. Yeah, y'all do it. I've heard you.
You gotta invest.
Yeah, $700 a wop. Hell, you trying to get a person evicted. $700 wig.
You wouldn't do a $350 wig?
No.
How much are you able to spend on a wig for your
boyfriend? Able to spend as much as I want to spend on it.
What's your max
of spending? I have some money, so it's not that money.
It's not that. What's your max amount?
I'm not spending over $150.
$150 can't get you good quality hair nowadays. That's the problem.
Well, I won't feel so bad when you take it out 2 days, will I? Okay, problem.
All right, and what if you're a female? Your girlfriend.
I ain't buy my daughter that. What makes you think I would buy a woman that? And I have.
Let's say it's a special
I
day.
Have the money. Yeah, a special day can be any day.
Let's say it's a birthday.
Okay, good birthday. You get a gift.
No, you wouldn't be like, here, babe, go pamper yourself. We'll get your hair done, nails done, feet done.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you $700 to get through the day. Get your feet, that, nail, hair.
You know how much it costs to get your hair done alone?
Sure I do. You better find a girlfriend, sister.
They charge even more.
Nah, they don't charge more.
Nowadays,
you know, y'all got an excuse for everything. Y'all,
I can show you people prices.
I don't need to see it because I'm not going to be spending $700 on a wig.
But she'll spend $700 just for her to pay for herself the whole day.
Yeah.
Like getting her hair and nails. Yeah.
Get you a massage, go to the spa, nails, hair, lunch.
You know, $700 would have been done. It's already done off of, like, for example, my feet cost almost $80 to get done.
Right? Okay, good.
My nails is almost at $100. Right?
Uh-huh, we at $200.
Okay, $200. Because, you know, you got to tip and stuff like that.
You don't have to tip. That's optional.
Optional, but yeah.
Uh-huh.
Then,
depending on... you're charging me $80 to do my feet, bitch, you done got your money and a tip.
Nail prices went up. Nails are now $40, $50, $60,
$70. How much are they?
The most expensive I've spent on my nails is $300.
Come again?
The most expensive I spent on my nails was $300.
You gotta look. Long. Look, she's looking at her nails. Because
I don't have them done right now.
She's looking at her nails like as if they were
done.
They're
not done. But they were long, and they charge you for the diamond, the gems they put on it. They charge you if you're doing...
On a normal day, I ain't talking about the most you have spent. On a normal day, how much do your nails cost? So we got the feet at 80.
Almost 100.
We have the nails 100. Mm-hmm. What else did we talk about?
We did feet, nails, and... Okay, feet and nails is...
Feet, nails, 200. Let's just say 200. You said something else.
I was talking about getting your hair done.
Your hair done.
150.
All right, 150. So now we up 350.
Okay, now to buy the wig.
Oh wait, we didn't even include that price yet.
No. So to buy the wig that we talk about is.
Then now like, this is where the problem comes in, right? Go ahead. Okay. How much is the wig?
You're
we
at 350.
We at 350.
Let's say 300.
Okay, 300.
That's 650.
650.
Where is the $50?
That's for your lunch.
No, that's for gas. I was driving around. Like, I go to different places to get things done, and that doesn't include my eyebrow tips.
So you going to Taco Bell to eat lunch? No.
My eyebrow tips.
Put 20.
My eyebrow
20
tips
in gas. $30. 20 in gas.
Okay, $30 for my eyebrow tips.
Oh, damn, you should have said that when we were naming out the list of things you had to do. You added some.
See, no, the eyebrow tips is part of you pampering yourself.
Now, this is where you call your boyfriend or husband and be like, I need some more money. It's not enough.
Exactly.
Well, damn,
and the
man
only. Crab
legs. So now you done made this man feel bad because he don't have the money. He gave you $700.
If he don't have the money, I understand. I'll put the rest in for myself.
Would you?
Yeah.
Could you?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I feel like due to the fact it's my birthday, I shouldn't be doing
that. Due to the fact it's
that.
Your birthday, first of all, you only get one birthday.
Exactly. So I should be able
I mean you only get one birthday. The day you born. That's really your only birthday.
Listen, so that means for my birthday, how I want to look, that should be.
Well, you can look like that for cheap.
Not with synthetic hair.
I don't know the difference between it. I know synthetic.
That's the girl
real,
that be having in your hair looking rough and you can't comb that.
Lord have mercy. Listen here. You're going to run a man away asking him for $1,000 a day.
I'm not asking him though. This is just a one time a year thing. Here and there, if your man wants to be like, hey, babe.
You know what the unemployment rate is right now?
Can you listen?
If he want a drug dealer. You want to be with a drug dealer.
I ain't trying to die.
You want to be with a drug dealer asking for this kind of stuff.
But listen, it's okay for your man to be like, hey, babe, I know you're about to go get your hair done. Add this $200 to what you got to do. I'm fine with that. I'm not telling you to pay for my whole thing every month when I go get it done.
Or every 2 weeks. You know how bad a man must feel when he got to sit there and he not really listening, but he walk by and catch a conversation and it's like, girl, I ain't even have enough to get my hair done. I got my feet and nails done, my eyebrows still. How would you think that man feel?
It'll make him feel less of a man. I know some men that they went mentally, and it's with a mental part of life that people don't talk about. It mentally fucks with them because they're supposed to be the provider.
America? In America?
Some men, yeah.
In America?
Yeah. They wealthy like, men? I know men that they work a 9-to-5 and they trying to get better in life, and you know, they grind into where they want to be, and they got other goals. But due to the fact they can't do it at the moment, and they got over here, they girl or their lady stayed in
she
that.
She need to be slapped.
It's like, yo.
Don't slap trying. Nobody now. That's just a figure of speech. She need to be slapped and she's still complaining after this man.
Like, you got to say the man is trying. Give him some time. Like, that I could understand if he be like, yo, I know she didn't get it done last month. You know what, babe? Here's $100. Put it towards your hair. I don't have an issue with that. I'm not telling you. My telling man, unless that man tells me not to work, sit home, that's on him.
I'm going to tell you this. If I tell you sit home, that means you sit home. You got all day to get all these things done yourself.
Nah, I ain't doing it myself. You're paying for it to get done. Or you going to let me work.
But you're home all day. But you're home.
It's all right. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to work so I can get my own money to pay for what I want to get done. So I won't have to hear my man tell me no and make me feel like I'm less of a person, like a child, like I got to beg him for money.
So then here comes I don't need no man for nothing. I got to do all this myself anyway. Yeah. To that you say.
Not say no to that.
So the hell with the man.
But at the same time, it's good to have someone.
The hell with the man at that point, huh?
It's good to have someone you can build a foundation and understanding with.
Well, ain't too much building getting done once that happens.
No.
Once that happens, that man's going to leave your ass alone.
If the female is used to getting her own money, correct?
Yeah.
She's paying her own bills, making sure everybody's good. All right. And she can't do what she used to do because you tell her to sit down.
Sit down.
You can't get mad if it's not working out for her and she'd rather go get her own bread.
Give me all that money back, too.
What money back?
My $700. I want it back.
No, you can't be with a female and you're going to tell her you gave her the money.
You're leaving.
She's not leaving. She's not leaving you. She's just going back to work.
Oh, I thought you said leaving.
No, she's just going to go back to work. Like, hey, you know what? Me staying home is not working out. I want to be able to get up and go out to eat by myself.
You can't get up and go out to eat. You just got to be on a budget. Budgeting.
What grown person that's still young wants to be on a budget?
That's still young. Them the people who need to be on a budget. The young people are the ones who need to be on a budget.
The oldest ones, because that's what I see.
No, the older ones, they done live their life. They could go without something.
But me, I cannot sit down and be like, oh, damn, I want a drink. Let me see if I wait for my man will pay for this. Hell no.
Now,
I want to eat.
Since you do work, and we know you work, let's talk a little bit about your business, your company. What's the name of your company?
Body by Solani.
Who the hell is Solani?
It's both my daughter's names together mixed.
Oh, I never knew that. I'm Solani, asking questions here.
Solani equals Sanaya and Milani.
Hey, don't give your kids names on this radio.
It's both my kids' names together.
That's all you had to say. You didn't have to get into
it. You seem like you looking at me like, wait, what? You should have put two and two together.
I'm going to put two and two together. Body by Solani. I'm thinking somebody, Solani was a silent partner that you had whacked off at this point.
Why you always feel like I'm whacking somebody off?
You like whacking people.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
You like whacking people.
Body by Solani.
Body by Solani. So look that company up. Look that company up. Body by Solani. All right, go ahead. Continue. Well, we bragging on you right now. I can't brag on you. You got to brag on yourself because I don't know.
I was waiting for you to be done. Jesus. Before I kick you to the other side of the room.
See? She whacked people, y'all. You know she got some strength. She talking about kicking somebody to the other side of the room. It's a pretty nice size room we're in. You can kick me to the other side of the room. I got a question. Yeah, what the?
Gotta think if I'm a female for real.
It might be one of them things.
Hey, don't play with me.
Hey, listen. So come on, tell me.
So
what
Body by Solani has to deal with massages, wood therapy.
What is wood therapy?
Wood therapy is
spanking
an instrument.
Somebody with
no,
wood?
No,
it's a bamboo a bamboo stick or something.
No, it's even worse. It's
what?
Hard.
Oh,
yeah.
So you just slapping these people with this stuff?
No, I'm rolling it on them.
Like dough?
Yeah.
Just rolling it like dough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But to burn their fat. It's to dissolve fat. It's to break the fat up.
Now, is this wood hot?
No, I put a hot cream on you. I do hot and cold.
Have what? So mm-hmm. This hot cream could that burn your skin?
No, it's not going to burn your skin.
Have you ever had it burn someone's skin?
No. Before they even get the hot treatment, I got a list of allergies, if they're allergic to any type of medication, food, all that matters. And depending on the type of skin they have.
How long is the wood therapy process?
For one session, it's 30 minutes. Sometimes I go to 45 minutes, depending. Most of my clients would do 10 sessions. Because they see the improvements from session one.
How much weight can they actually lose from this process?
Depending on what else you're doing also to help yourself.
Just that.
Honestly speaking, the biggest I've seen someone lose was what? 38 pounds?
In 10 sessions?
Uh-huh. But she was doing what I told her to do. You got to drink more water. Water and lime. You can't. That's like you working out. And you're sitting here eating McDonald's every day. And you wonder why you keep getting big. Like, how does that work? Like, no.
When you're making a lot of people feel bad right now.
I'm not trying
I'm sure a lot of people in the world is like, what?
No, she, I'm not trying
She's talking to me.
No.
She's talking about me.
I'm not trying to.
I eat a Big Mac every day after the gym.
Like, how is that working?
Lord, them Wendy's nuggets show how good after the gym. You're making a lot of people feel bad right now.
Nah, it's not like I'm telling them, don't eat chicken, don't eat this, but you got to portion yourself. You got to know at a certain time, don't eat. I always tell my clients, when you wake up in the morning, don't drink cold water. You got to get room temperature.
Well, I ain't drinking. I'm not drinking room temperature water.
Hold on.
I'm not your client either, so.
Exactly, but this is what I say to them. And you squeeze lemon or lime into that water. And just drink that first bottle. Before, when you're done drinking that first bottle, don't eat for 30
minutes.
I don't
like warm water.
Yeah, but you don't understand how much it helps you.
Sure I do. I've been told.
Okay.
That's just one of those things that
Well, I guess that we need to change your diet up. So.
Now, how do we make this about me? How do we jump on to me?
About Otto. You better change your diet.
How in the world did we go from talking about wood therapy and the process to jumping to me?
I don't like warm water.
Because I said, I don't like warm water. I like cold water.
No.
I'm going to have cold water. If no. I drink it's water, warm. It's got to be cold.
No. It's warm water. One bottle of warm water in the morning. You squeeze lemon into it or lime. You drink it. Then you wait 30 minutes before you have your breakfast.
Well, hell, after all that water, I ain't going to want no breakfast.
Nah, you don't understand how much it's going to dissolve and piss everything out.
You right about that. You're going to piss everything out. Lord, don't let the people be on water pills. Drinking all that water with water pills. Yeah. You got that right. That's a true statement. I agree with you 100% on that. They're going to piss everything out.
Yeah.
They're going to piss everything out. Everything.
Oh, my God.
They're going to piss their bladder out. And you got the wood therapy on top of that.
Yeah.
Does that make people use the bathroom?
It makes them piss a lot.
Does it make them boo-boo?
No, not the wood therapy.
So you never had someone where you rolling the wood on somebody and they just start Mm-mm. farting? Mm-mm. Passing gas, cutting loose?
I haven't had that yet.
Oh.
I pray I don't.
Yeah, you might cuss them out and tell them to get the fuck out.
What else that be hurting some of the female is the non-invasive lipo.
What is this?
It's a machine that breaks the fat where it's going through your lymph nodes.
Yeah.
And once it goes through your lymph nodes, you'll see, like, sometimes your piss might be... You could drink a lot of water, but you'll see your piss might be yellow or a little orangey. That's the fat that was actually broken up. That's like you having butter and you melt it.
So you telling me chunks might be coming out while I'm peeing?
No, it's not chunks. It just forms liquid. Like you melt in butter. Once you melt the butter, it's not... You don't have the brick size anymore.
You're right. It's straight liquid. You're right.
So that's what that does, but a lot of people can't take it.
It hurts?
If you're doing it with the frequency, yes. It's like a shocking mode. So it shocks the fat up. And sometimes people don't understand they have internal and external fat. So the frequency machine touches that external fat. Like fats that you can't feel and you can't see, yeah. So that's why once those fats are broken down, it's easier for the fats on the surface to break down.
What else? What else do you do?
I do IV treatments because I am a licensed phlebotomist.
So you the person that the mafia call when they need to be fixed up.
They you need do to private be... home calls.
You the person that the mafia call when they need to be rearranged.
They got a bullet wound.
See, I knew it. I knew he was with the mafia.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not, sir. I'll let you think that.
Don't let me think that. Just tell the truth.
Sir, I don't know what you speak of. Next chapter.
What else? What else is
post-op a part of- care is when females that get their body done.
When you say body, what do you mean surgery. By that? Cut open under the knife.
Yes. Okay. Like if they get a tummy tug, a BBL, a lipo.
What is a BBL? I'm just fine. I'm being funny. Butt lift. Nah, why does it have to be a Brazilian butt lift? Why can't it just be a butt lift?
I don't know. That's just the name it gave. I guess from
what
I heard.
Did this start in Brazil?
That's what I was just about to say. From what I heard,
it was. That ain't the only thing that started in Brazil.
From what I heard.
Woo! Too much sauce.
They were doing a lot of that.
Don't mind me, Brazil. Please keep listening to me. I need you to keep listening to me. I do believe you're one of the countries that listens to me. Don't stop listening to me. I love Brazil. As you all know, my favorite fighter comes from Brazil. I do love Brazil. Anderson Silva. Let's go, champ. By the way, finish telling me the description. That's post-op.
Yes, where the fluids that's in them.
You sounded so professional tonight. You're not letting them hear that New York shit talk, huh? You being nice, very nice.
I'm learning. Like I was stating.
Do you cuss your clients out at any point? Or do you have to hold your tongue and keep it in your head?
I got to keep it professional. Reviews mean a lot, so I got to keep it professional. Even though when that broke my massage bed, I kept it professional.
Wait, somebody broke your massage bed?
Uh-huh.
What did it weigh too much?
She was 300-something pounds.
Oh.
And she started going to the gym. Like, she got a trainer and everything. And she was asking me, like, how should she switch her diet up and stuff like that. So she was coming for her sessions. And she was actually doing the stuff that she's supposed to do. But on the fourth session, she broke it.
On the fourth?
Session. She was 300.
She got through three.
But she still comes to me.
Why did you keep putting on the same bed?
No, but she lost weight now. She's at 220-something.
And you keep up with your clients?
I keep up with
them. They progress?
Yeah.
For how long?
Even after they're done, I ask them how they're doing.
Okay. Good business.
That's how I learned to use my social media page. Some of them, you know, having a number for your business, you can still, you know what kinds. Because I have a folder on names, numbers, pictures before and after, which I need to start.
How did you get interested in this line of work?
One, working at the hospital, seeing these girls come in because they got doctors that botched them. And when I say
explain that to people that might not know what botch means.
When I say botch,
it's a show called Botch, by the way.
They got one butt bigger than the other.
One what?
One butt bigger.
They have two butts?
Okay, one cheek bigger than the other. So
I'm just saying that. A lot of men going to want to be pointed to the woman with two butts. I can tell you that now.
It
might be the end for all you single butt people. It'd be the end for y'all. Yeah, I won't even be looked at no more. Oh, she fine. Oh, no, we don't want. She ain't got two butts.
Well, one butt cheek is bigger than the second butt cheek.
You seen this before?
Yeah.
You had to work on it? You ain't asked her how her butt felt?
No, I told her. Yeah, I did. And then I told her she needs to get a revision. You need to go back to the doctor.
Get that semen out your butt.
And sometimes it's not. A lot of girls, you know what's killing them more? The shots.
Yeah, the shots.
Some of them get silicone and shots.
Yeah. What's in the shot?
The stuff that does not need to be in your body.
Cement?
You might as well say that. But stuff that doesn't need to be in your body. That's why a lot of celebrities that's older now, you see they took their silicone out.
Yeah.
Michelle's one of the first ones.
I'm not going to comment on that. I can't comment on her.
Well, I'm commenting on
it. I can't.
She went public with her stuff. That's what
I know. I saw it, but I just can't comment on her. You know what they say.
But I feel like she, yeah.
You know what they say about her.
Yeah.
Mm.
But,
She's still all right with me.
I'm done with you. But,
okay, Michelle. Keep singing, baby.
But your post-op kids, then, you know, they got the incisions where you got to drain everything because the girls be swollen. And the more fluid that builds up on inside of them, that's why they got to compress a lot, the more pain they're in. That's why I be having clients been telling me, like, you know, they want massages from morning to night. And then what made me really get into it is when I had a friend that went to go get her body done. She needs somebody to take care of her.
You volunteered?
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to help you.
Oh, isn't that nice of you?
I was like, I'm going to help you. She, you know, she has a 10-month-old baby at that time.
No, how would I know that? You know, that's a problem. You people in this country always saying, you know. I don't know. Unless you tell me. Now she's blowing
it's
smoke at me.
It's a figure of speech.
This woman thinks she's Suge Knight blowing smoke. She over here blowing smoke like Suge Knight. If any of you ever seen Suge smoke, he like to blow smoke. Very rude. That's that New York in you, ain't it?
I don't know what you're talking about. It just went past your head.
Past my head. That mean it had to go past my face.
No, you're exaggerating the story. So you do the post-op care because they need the massages. Sometimes I drain the fluids from them
because
it's not coming out.
I'm just asking you my question as you go.
Because,
see, a lot of people don't know these things. Very educational. Actually, you're helping some people learn some things right now. That's a good deed. When you say your prayers, when you find the church... Since you don't pray unless you find the church?
No, I pray to myself.
Hell yeah. Okay.
To myself. I'm talking about the church and pray.
Okay. So when you find that church, you can pray and let God know you did a good... You are doing a good deed here on this show.
I pray every day.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what do you pray for?
My family, for my spiritual life, my kids, for me to be wealthy. I don't want. You could be rich, but due to the fact you're not educated enough on how to use your money and what to do with your money, you're not going to get anywhere.
All right. I was asking, though, how did you finish telling me how came to be in this business?
I did a friend massage, and then me doing it, I'm like, oh, I need to go take courses for this.
Can you pass the pen? I would like to smoke something, too. Thank you.
I said...
Don't be selfish all your life.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not selfish. But I'm like, okay, I'm doing hers. And I'm looking around like, hold up, I can make money out of this. So I go online to see the prices these other people be charging these girls. I'm like, yo, they waxy, y'all. So I actually was like, you know what? I could actually do this. This is something, like, I could actually see myself do. I already have a medical history of dealing with people for 10
years. Did you have to go back to school for this?
Yeah.
How long?
Due to the fact that I'm a licensed phlebotomist, all I had to do was 3 months.
Phlebotomist. I know what it is. Some of my listeners may not. Can you explain what that is?
Phlebotomist has to do with people that works in the labs. Also that draw blood, deal with putting IVs. You know, when you go to the doctor, they send you to the lab to draw your blood so them could get a CDC panel. Or if they want to do, let's say you have a fever and they have to track down certain things in your blood. There's a certain tool. You okay over there?
Maybe I shouldn't smoke that. Take that back.
That's what you get for mocking me.
Take it away.
When you lie.
Take it away.
That's what you get.
Oh, my face.
I was blowing.
My face is burning.
When you said I was blowing.
It's tingling. I don't know what she gave me, y'all.
Oh, God.
Somebody pass me some water.
Yeah.
I need water. Go ahead. Carry on.
Keep talking
while I drink this damn cold water. It's not warm.
It mostly has to do with, you know, lab work. So due to the fact that I have history in anatomy one.
Excuse me, y'all.
Anatomy one, anatomy two. I dealt
with
the whole
cold water is good. Cold water is good.
Excuse me, sir. I'm talking.
Go
with
ahead.
Your cold water.
The cold water is better than warm water. I just say that.
I just have to take those classes. Then after, you have to demonstrate what you learn.
Yeah.
On every aspect on someone that works in the health field.
Uh-huh.
After that, they'll tell you if you pass or not. Then you get your license.
How long?
I had to do 3 months. I don't know how much it takes.
3 months?
Yeah.
So in 3 months, you could be out here working on people's body and cutting people up?
No, I don't cut them up. I'm allowed to fluid them out through IV due to the fact of me being a licensed phlebotomist.
You ever mess up?
No, thank God. Not for more,
never.
Thank God. Never.
You never messed up and they didn't know and you just kept...
No.
Oh, wow.
Even when I had to poke, when I did my phlebotomy, I had to poke 8 people that works in the health field. And we're talking about from inspection and everything. And I didn't miss not one.
Because
You had to learn how to do it from the finger.
So now, moving on from that to your other life. I don't know how you have these two. One very professional life and then a party work life.
A nightlife.
Yeah, you're also a bartender.
Yes, I'm also a bartender.
How long have you been doing that? How did you get into that?
Bartending. My first bartending gig is when someone close to me was a dancer. Went to go see her because there was a party at that strip club she was working at. It was a big party there, but I was underage. I'm not going to give the club out name out. I got in.
We know the mafia get in where they want to get in.
So the owner came to the front, got me in. I'm sitting at the bar looking cute. I was young. I was 17. Looking cute. Two of the bartenders called out. So he sees me, and then he tells that person, was like, yo, I'm short-staffed. Two bartenders called out. I'm about to make the person that you told me to go get in the front bartend. So he looks at me and was like, oh, I need you to go to the house while I'm in the back. The outfit's for you in the house tonight. You're going to be working. I'm like, I don't even know how to make drinks. He was like, right now, all there is was Coke. It was chasers and liquor. So there was not that much I wouldn't be able to handle. So got into that, doing that ever since. I've been bartending.
So now that I know you, why is it, and it's just a question, don't get upset. Why is it that in your very, very own business, you have a lot of patients, and in the night business, you have very little?
This is where I say I like working for myself. Because I know what I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
Some people, I know how to talk, I know how to conduct business.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people in nightlife don't know how to conduct business.
Mm-hmm.
They let things that are not personal get personal.
Mm-hmm. So, of course, you're going to be like, damn, like, you'll feel like the person older than you, they should have more common sense.
So if...
I know how to keep my feelings aside from work.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yes. If I have an issue with that, if I have an issue with my client, like, I have clients that, you know this, will reschedule for that whole day.
No, I don't know this. This you okay. telling me this.
For example, right? I have one client that
you
loves
know,
me.
You know.
Everybody else. No, I'm telling you because I had complained to you about it before, how I had that one client that stayed rescheduling.
Yeah.
She'll tell me she coming in the morning, and she'll tell me now I need an afternoon, now I need you to do late evening. I still have patience with it. I'll tell her, like, yo, this is not going to keep happening. I look out for you, I understand you got stuff going on. I understand life. That's what people need to understand. Sometimes life
So you happen. Saying the fact of being unprofessional provokes you a lot quicker.
Yes.
Got it. Got it.
Do you feel that's a good reason or a type
I
of reason?
I feel you from New York and in the mafia, that's why. I feel you from New York and in the mafia.
Forget
Everything
you.
Everything is going to be related to the mafia with
Forget you.
Forget you.
I'm not from the mafia.
Don't come down here and start whacking people.
I'm not from the mafia.
Yes, you are.
No.
I believe it.
I'm from me, myself, and I.
That's the name of your game?
Mm-hmm.
Me, myself, and I.
Yes.
Okay. I guess that's a valid explanation. I'm trying to come to grips with, you know, this whole mafia.
There's no
water
mafia.
And all of this stuff. You just, oh, Jesus Christ. We all over the place. Anyway, I'm getting smoke blown in my face again. Jesus.
Not true. It just blew your way.
What? You got that much strength in you, you could blow a human body away? We dealing with we a super mafia, ain't it? Fuck are you, Andre the Giant? Are you Andre the Giant or somebody?
You be all right.
You right. Because as soon as this interview over, I'm getting out of here before the mafia show up. Well,
won't be that easy for you.
Are you putting a hit out on me or something? I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Am I safe? Am I safe?
I know where you work at.
Am I safe?
Yes, you're safe, sir.
Oh, okay. As long as I'm safe, I'm okay. I feel better. I feel better.
Not.
Did you just say not?
I did not say that. I said, like, you know what?
Hey, if anything happens to me, if y'all find my head in a different place than my feet.
Like, and my feet like that killer did in New York.
In a
different,
see, New York.
Yo, nah. He had the lady head by a crate. The leg was found somewhere else.
And y'all just think that's okay.
No, it's not okay.
Yeah.
But I understand how to leave a double convicted killer, murderer, out of jail after years. Now y'all let him kill a third person.
Maybe they thought he was rehabilitated.
Yeah.
You don't believe in rehabilitation.
Didn't say that. Never to a man that will sit here and watch a head inside his house after he kills somebody.
Maybe he like head.
So kill himself and watch himself.
Maybe he like head.
I'm done.
He watching heads, man. Maybe he likes head. You ever thought of that?
No.
Me either. I'm just talking crazy. That's it.
A person needs help.
Open your freezer and a head in there. Like you go on about your day like nothing's in there.
It happens.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all the time we have for today. I'm going to be sure to bring her back on. Y'all let me know if y'all like this conversation that we had. It was an open format. Let me know. Let your boy know. For all the listeners all around the world. You know. I'm not going to say you know because I just got on her for saying you know. You don't know. You don't know. But I have a saying. Until next time, don't talk too much. Love, happiness, nappiness, and hair grease. Sheesh. Ear gas.